born bold.
To the new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast on SEN.
As Joe Weston picks up possession, so the Vixens will run this game home. And the Melbourne Derby will lift up to everything we hoped it would. It was a terrific opening from the Magpies. They won the first quarter 17-12, but after that, it was all the Vixens.
Yes, it was, and that's Liz Ellis, Jordan Lewis, calling what they've done many times this season. The Melbourne Vixens getting it done. They're absolutely flying at the moment. Oh, I love our McCafe coffee catch-ups. And this morning, we're going to a celebrated performer at the Vixens. She's the co-captain, Kate Maloney, with us for our McCafe coffee catch-up today. McCafe, barista-made coffee, fast, safe and contact-free. Kate, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
How is life up there in Brisbane? Because, of course, you guys are living the hub life as well at the moment.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually going really well. We're 9 weeks in, I think, or heading into our 9th week, and just super grateful to be here and to be able to play netball. And, yeah, the weather definitely helps the situation, but and I think winning does as well. So it's going smoothly. We're having fun and we're playing some good netball.
You are indeed. It's going very smoothly. Well clear on top of the table. So 10 wins, a draw and a loss from your 12 games. I suppose, is there a balancing act between being satisfied with the season you're having and living in the moment, or balanced with the fact that you've got bigger fish to fry coming up come finals?
Yeah, definitely. You know, even our last performance where we were able to cement our spot on the top of the ladder heading into finals, we started the game 9-0 down. So there's definitely areas for us to work on, and we're going to have to play better netball if we want to start winning some finals games as well. So it is about enjoying those wins, but making sure that we keep improving heading into finals.
And especially coming so close last year, I think you went down in the preliminary final, so you get that taste of finals last year with actually out making the last dance. But to secure the minor premiership, you must be confident leading into this year's final series.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we've played some really good netball and we've been able to show that we've got some great depth across our bench, which is something we probably haven't had the past few years. So just that in a condensed season, having 2 games a week, being able to get lots of girls out there has been great for us. But we know that finals is a different ball game, and once you get there, it doesn't matter where you finish on the ladder. You've got to bring your best game, and that's what we're going to be working towards these next 2 rounds as we lead into the finals.
And you must be happy with your own form this season and also leading into the finals?
Yeah, look, I've been lucky enough. It helps when the team's playing really well. And, yeah, look, as I said, we've had 14 girls who have been contributing each week, and I think what's been a real strength of ours is just being able to throw anyone on at any time and for them to step on and play a really important role. And hopefully all the girls can continue to do that, and I can continue to hopefully play some good netball heading into finals.
Is there much, I want to say animosity, Kate, but is there much spice in the crosstown rivalry with the Magpies, who you rolled recently 61-53, of course, on Saturday? I'm assuming it's always nice to win the derby.
Yeah, there sure is, and we love our rivalry with the Magpies. It's been there since Suncorp started in 2017, and it's just been building. We would have loved to have played it at Melbourne Arena in front of a big Melbourne crowd with our Vixens fans there, but as I said earlier, we're just grateful to be playing netball, and it's a bit strange to be playing a Melbourne derby in Brisbane, but it's always nice to get the win, and they got a couple of wins over us last year, so it's always a close game, and lucky enough we were able to get the win this year.
You must have supreme confidence in the squad at the moment, because in this game I think you were 8-0 down early and maybe even 17-12 as well. I mean, was there ever any cause for alarm, or is just such the confidence at the moment that you always knew you could get over the top of them?
Yeah, we've done it in a couple of games, and it would be nice if we stopped these slow starts. Definitely, I don't think it's helping the coach very much on the sideline, but yeah, look, it's something that we definitely want to look at is how we're starting games, but it does give us confidence that we can claw back any sort of margin. And I think we've been in all different sorts of situations this year, whether it's been on top and being able to push it out or just grinding out a really close game and then also just having a really poor start and being able to fight our way back into it. So I think that does give you confidence going into finals, knowing that no matter what the situation is on court, that you're able to find a way to get the win.
And what type of coach is Simone? Is she an emotional coach, or is she quite levelled? What is her leadership style? What are her strengths?
Carrot or stick?
Yeah, Simone's, she's been an amazing coach for the Vixens, and she's so level-headed on game day, but she's really passionate and she'll do absolutely anything for us players. She has so much care for her players, but I think there's just so much respect for her, what she's done as a player, but also as a coach as well, and you just want to go out there and play for her.
And how have you found the hub life, Kate, in the sense that, you know, there's a lot that you can't do up there? What's the adjustment been like for the girls?
Yeah, I think the first 2 weeks when we're in really heavy quarantine was probably the toughest 2 weeks, just not being able to leave the hotel at all. But to be perfectly honest, it's absolutely flown by. I think we've been here for nearly 9 weeks now. And, we're really enjoying being together. And I think that's showing out on court as well. But we're having a lot of fun at the same time. And, yeah, there's restrictions. But we know that we're really lucky as well, because if you look back at home and the restrictions that everyone else is under in Melbourne, we're super lucky to be able to go for our walks and get a takeaway coffee or whatever it might be. So it kind of, calling back home and speaking to family and friends, it sort of does put it back into perspective how lucky we are to be here and to be playing netball. And hopefully we're giving our Vixens fans something to watch back home.
And Kate, we always like to ask people, as sportsmen or women that are living the hub life at the moment, who the serial pest is. We've got a nomination that Joe Weston would have to be up there as a prime candidate.
I was about to say that's really easy, hands down. Joe Weston is. Joe, I think her nickname is the pest. So she's good fun. And,
say no more.
Yeah, we love getting into Joey a little bit, but she'd have to be right up there.
What about Liz Watson? Sadly, she missed the clash with the Magpies. Of course, she had that ankle injury. Will she be back for Sunday's meeting with the Firebirds? How's she tracking?
Yeah, Liz is my roomie, so she's just here. But fingers crossed she'll be back for the game on Saturday. And if not, I'm sure we'll see her on court against Lightning. But, she's super close, and she's such an important player for us, so we can't wait to have her back out there on court.
So with a lot of time sitting in the room and doing not much, the AFL season upon us, and we're told you're a Richmond fan, how are they going to fare come finals?
Fingers crossed they do well. They look like they're sitting nicely at the moment. I've been able to watch a couple of games, and our season finishes, the grand final is the week before AFL grand final, so hopefully I can get to the grand final if the Tigers are in it after that. But they're doing well, and hopefully they can keep it up as well.
Well, Kate, we get a lot of live texts here while we talk to you. And rest assured, lots of people are watching, a lot of texts coming through that all our family have been able to watch every game. And this one just landed. Kate Maloney is an excellent role model, came to our school last year and spoke about her journey. Very inspiring, came from a long way back. So while it might not be the season that you thought it would be, don't worry, the performances are being noticed by you and the team.
Yeah, and I think that's what this year is about, that, you know, no matter what's thrown at us, it's just being able to grab hold of it and try and go with the flow. And I think we've been really lucky to have been able to do that as well. So, as I said, we're lucky to be here and, we're playing some good netball, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Indeed. A couple of rounds to go, and looking forward to the final series as well. Kate, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Kate Maloney there, the Vixen star, Jordan Lewis. She was with us for McCafe Coffee. Head to McCafe for a fast, safe and contact-free quality barista-made coffee. The news is upon us now, but an absolute stack to get through in the last half hour, Geordie. We can talk about anything and everything, and the texts have been coming in, including a US Open tip. Dimmo wanted to know if you've got one. Have you got one off the top of your head, or are you going to save your bickies until after the news?
I'll go John Rahm, just as a bit of a safe bet. I wouldn't mind Jason Day.
Okay.
And a bit of Patrick Reed.
Jason Day, okay. So you think he'll be in the mix?
He's been rested, he's a bit refreshed, and he's rearing to go.
Okay, all right. Plenty of texts coming through too on shorter quarters. We'll read through all those and all your footy questions. You can call us at any time, 1300 736 736.